Hello.
Hey, this is Mario. What's going on?
Hey, Mario. How's it going?
It's going, brother. You know, almost wrapping up the day pretty soon. What's going on, James? I know they called you to do the intake. And I just got a message from one of our teammates. Said, hey, the client wants to has a few questions before he does the initial call. You know, to get everything rolling.
Well, part of it's just it's the well, it's the third person I've talked to in the company, right?
Okay.
I mean, it's each the first person that called me before you, she asked me a list of questions, right?
Okay.
So I wrote them all down, and then you called, and I talked to you, and you asked the same exact questions, wrote them all down. Now this person's asking the same exact questions again, like they don't have the answers in front of them or anything, writing them all down. It just,
okay. Hold on, let me double check here something, okay? Because, all right, give me a second. Okay, so the first person that you spoke with was Angela. So Angela, she's in a complete different department. I mean, all she did was, you know, just wanted to get information to send that over to our department, which we do the initial intake, James. We take the basic information like, you know, what days of operations, what time, which we already have all that information here. The teammate that you're getting the call from is our operations team, James. They're the guys from the IT department. They're the ones working on the back end, right? These guys are the ones that are on the computer all day long, right? They're the ones that are going to create, they're the ones that are going to create the content, are going to build the website for you, are going to run the ads on Facebook for Alarms Lawn, Karen Landscaping. They're the ones that are going to put the business on the first page of Google. So once you speak with them, James, I can assure you that you don't have to speak with anyone else, brother. I'm sorry if it's a little bit overwhelming. I wish that it was just, you know, snap of a finger where we can just do all of this. But, you know, we're just following protocols, and we have to abide by Google's guidelines as well, James. So
right.
I'm just going to ask you to just bear with us one last time. I'll make sure that, you know, we conclude things and that they get everything that they need from you so they're not pestering you, brother, because that's the last thing we want to set that impression of is, you know, a company that just is bothering you, because I know that you're busy doing work. And again, just give me a date and a time where you will have about 20 or 30 minutes to spare, and I'll make sure that, you know, we conclude everything from there and get the ball rolling.
All right. I mean, they can call me back here in like half hour if they can.
Here, let me double check something before I can tell you yes or no, because I don't want to say yes. And then, hold on,
right.
Give me 1 second. Let me look at the, 1 second. And aside from this whole Google stuff, James, how's your day going, brother?
Oh, it's a long day.
Has it? Okay. Well, that explains also your frustration. If you get people calling you back to back, you're like, hey, man, I got stuff to do. I got other things on my plate than to, you know,
right. Sit
here and answer a bunch of questions you felt like you answered already. All right. Give me 1 second here. Okay. Yeah, no, I don't have any of the IT guys available for today, James. I am looking at their schedule, and they are booked. I can squeeze you any time in tomorrow that you like. Give me a time, and I'll work with the supervisor on that department to squeeze you in and any time. I mean, they're mainly taken up tomorrow, but I'll make sure I'll get you in there. What's a good time tomorrow that you can spare about 30 minutes?
Hard saying exactly. What's the earliest you guys can call?
Here, let me double check that. Give me 1 second. Bear with me 1 second. The earliest appointment I can squeeze you in, James, will be about 9 a.m.
9 a.m. my time?
9 a.m. your time, correct. And I'm definitely trying to do my best here.
right. Yeah, let's, I guess let's go with 9 a.m. for now. And
okay, perfect.
Put it on my calendar,
too. Yes, please, put it on your calendar, brother. I will definitely make sure that, you know, we call you at 9 a.m. and square things away. Remind me, I just want to put a note on here. You do have pictures, right, of the work that you've been doing and, like, your before and after?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Remember, we're going to need those. So if they ask you for them, don't be bothered by it because, you know, they do need a few
right.
more details. So I don't want you to be like, oh, you know, pictures. Yeah, no, I want you to understand that everything that they ask you for is to make Larm's Lawn Care look a lot more legitimate, brother. That's all it is.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right, James. I'll have them call you tomorrow, 9 a.m., and thank you, brother, for understanding. And, you know, I just ask you to bear with us, and I do apologize, man. I'll make sure that, you know, I note everything we spoke with. And, again, let's get your company busy. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, brother, you know, to get that work started for you.
Sounds good.
Okay, James. Talk to you tomorrow, 9 o'clock, brother. You have a good one now.
Thanks. You as well, Mario.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.